Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly has been in Donegal today. He met with GPs, consultants and management at Letterkenny University Hospital. We'll be hearing from the minister and from one of the GPs that was at that meeting. We'll also hear from the Director of Services overseeing the construction of the new community hospital. The first sod on that was turned this morning. The Taoiseach says the government will be relentless in protecting citizens and defending people following a night of violence in Dublin, and a record 13,179 people are registered homeless, 159 of them in the northwest, along with 29 children. Later in the bulletin, Jordan is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15, and Beg an Nuach going Le Colum Ferreter. We begin, though, with the visit to Donegal today of the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly. He held meetings with GPs, consultants and management at Letterkenny University Hospital. Last month, he received letters from GPs and consultants outlining concerns for the welfare and safety of their patients in the emergency department and elsewhere in the hospital. Well, speaking after their meeting with the Minister this morning, GP Dr. Patrick McGuinness from Fannett told Highland Radio News they had an honest conversation about the challenges facing LUH.
We had a very open, frank and honest conversation with the Minister. We again articulated and were welcome of the opportunity to articulate some of our patient safety concerns. We outlined to him the unique challenges of Letterkenny, and to us it appears like the Minister is here to listen today, and we're glad that he has come down, that he's responded to our request to come down, that he's going to speak to all the stakeholders today. We again articulated to him that we are looking for a review with external oversight. We are looking for the medical assessment unit to be up and running and for urgent access to outpatient appointments. We told him lots of really important patient stories, and the patient voice was very evident in today's meeting. And we've agreed to meet again in the coming months after the review in the hospital is completed. So all around, a good, honest, open and frank meeting. We'll have to see if he honours his commitments that he's made to us today.
And that was Dr. Patrick McGuinness. Well, Minister Donnelly told Highland Radio News that he was in the county to listen to the concerns of doctors and clinicians. He said he also wanted to challenge what he termed the relentless negativity surrounding healthcare discussions in the county. The minister acknowledged there are challenges and said he and his officials will work with all concerned to address them. However, he said that is going to take time.
We're in the middle of turning a big oil tanker. Our healthcare service is the biggest, most important, most complex organisation and system we have in our country and here in Donegal. It takes time to turn, and it is going to take time to address all of the issues. But thanks to the huge efforts of healthcare workers here in Donegal, in community care, in general practice and in the hospital, it is turning, and we have identified issues within the hospital that we are absolutely determined that we will resolve.
Were you able to say anything to the GPs this morning that will give them some encouragement that a corner can be turned and that their concerns for the safety of their patients can be addressed?
The first thing that I was here to do, Donal, was to listen to the GPs. One thing that was immediately clear to me is that there needs to be much better communication between the hospital side and between the general practitioners. I had information, for example, at that meeting that I believe general practitioners should have that they don't yet have. And so it was very useful. I had the lead doctor from the specialist team with me as well. He was talking about a similar piece of work we did in Kerry University Hospital, and he was reflecting that some of the concerns that we're hearing raised were not dissimilar from some of the concerns that had been raised in Kerry before. We worked very closely with the specialist team. Dr. O'Connor and his team spent a lot of time there, and others from the HSC, and things have really turned a corner in that hospital. Again, we have to remember these things take time. When you're talking about capacity and you're talking about vision and improved patient processes, they do take time. But it was a very useful meeting to hear directly from the GPs the kind of things that they're struggling with and they need on behalf of their patients.
Minister Stephen Donnelly. And there's a much longer piece with the minister on our website, highlandradio.com. He also spoke to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show, and you can listen back to the 9 till noon show as a podcast on our website, highlandradio.com. You can also watch the proceedings on the 9 till noon show, including all the Zoom interviews, and that's available on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland, and you can also watch it back on our social media pages on Facebook as well. Well, the Health Minister turned the first sod this morning at the site of the new Letterkenny Community Hospital on Kilmacrenan Road. The facility will cost €52 million. It's anticipated it'll be operational in 2026. Dermot Monaghan is the HSE Director of Services overseeing the project.
It's going to serve the population of Donegal. It'll be a fantastic facility. It will be a rehab-led service with plenty of active, ongoing facilities for people to maintain their independence and to re-able them to, one, stay in the community that they live in, or two, come into a centre with a short-term care or long-term care.
There's going to be a number of demands made on this facility when completed. It's going to be a community hospital for Letterkenny and its environs. It's also being looked at very much as a step-down facility for Letterkenny University Hospital. Is it going to be able to cope with the demand?
Yes, it will. And we are also enhancing our community services as well. It's very important to have short-term care as an option for people, because people want to live in their own homes. So by having short-term care, you can come in for a short period of time, get rehabilitative interventions from our therapists and from our clinicians, then you move back to your own home. But on the other hand, what we're also doing is building up our community services, so that whenever you're in the community, you get the service closer to your home quicker, but that whenever you come out, you're going into enhanced care. We have down the road there the community hub that has also got services there that will also try to make sure that people avoid hospital. And if you have a chronic disease, you don't go into hospital as your first resort, you actually receive the care in the community. So it is an integrated approach with our rehabilitation and geriatric team in the hospital, working together with our own clinicians out in the services, and actually make sure that people get the right care in the right place at the right time.
In terms of timelines, suggestions, this could be up and operational by 2026. Is that target going to be met?
Yes.
And that was Dermot Monaghan. Other news now, and the Taoiseach says the government will be relentless in protecting citizens and defending people following a night of violence in Dublin. 34 people were arrested, 32 of them appeared in court today. Buses, trams and Garda cars were set alight, shops were smashed and looted. Yesterday's scenes evolved after a stabbing at Parnell Square East, which left five people in hospital, including a five-year-old girl who's in a critical condition. The Taoiseach has reassured commuters and shoppers that the capital is safe, and Leo Varadkar today sent a direct message to those who took part in the riots.
To all those cowardly champions of Ireland who took to the streets of Dublin last night, let me say one thing. Ask your sisters, ask your friends, ask everyone you know what they fear most on our streets. They're afraid of you, afraid of your anger and your rage, afraid of your violence, your hate, and how you blame others for your problems.
A record 13,179 people are registered as homeless in the state, 159 of them in the Northwest. Department of Housing figures released this afternoon show a record number of children growing up in hotels and B&Bs. The Northwest saw 130 adults in emergency accommodation in the last week of October, 56 of them in Donegal. There are 13 families homeless in the Northwest region, including 29 children. With more details, here's Ben Finnegan.
Never before has the Department of Housing reported more than 13,000 people living in emergency accommodation. The total for October is 15% higher than the figure a year ago. 3,991 children are growing up in B&Bs and hotels, with homeless charity Focus Ireland describing it as a disgrace. In Dublin, the issue is most acute. There are 9,713 people registered as homeless in the capital, including more than 3,000 children. The figure from the Department of Housing doesn't include rough sleepers, women in refuge centres, asylum seekers or refugees, or the so-called hidden homeless.
The Northwest Simon community says there's been a 13.5% increase in homelessness year on year since October 2022, while the number of people homeless is currently 85% higher in the region than it was in September 2021, when Housing for All, the government's strategy to end the homelessness and housing crisis, was published. Meanwhile, a councillor in Donegal says more must be done for those who earn too much to qualify for social housing but don't earn enough to qualify for a mortgage. Councillor Gary Doherty says those who fall into this category say they're stuck in a cycle of hopelessness. Next year, Donegal County Council is due to carry out a survey to determine the need for affordable housing in the county with a view toward applying to the government for funding. At present, the county doesn't qualify for the Local Authority Affordable Purchase Scheme. That's something Councillor Gary Doherty says must change.
Well, one of the supposed solutions to the housing crisis that has been put forward by the government and the department is the Local Authority Affordable Purchase Scheme. But one of the qualifying criteria within that scheme is that local authorities have to demonstrate that there is an affordability challenge. And currently, I think there are 18 local authorities in Ireland which are considered to have this affordability challenge. But for some reason, Donegal is not included in this scheme. But I firmly believe that we need to be, and we absolutely meet that affordability challenge. People are telling us every day about the difficulties that they're having trying to get an affordable home due to the extortionate cost of everything at the moment. Our rents have skyrocketed. The cost of buying and building houses have skyrocketed. So we absolutely have that affordability challenge in Donegal. So it's
90 road closures that were in place along the N1551 from Clonmany Fireplace Centre to St Columbus Church in Strade have been lifted 3 weeks early. The road was closed to allow works under Uisce Éireann's leakage reduction programme. Councillor Mark McDermott says a light system will be in place, but from now on, the road will be open at all times.
The road to Uris has been closed for the last week or so. There was a road closure in place for 4 weeks, but the contractors have got on extremely well this week, and now they have the work done enough to allow the road to open again. So the road closure will be lifted as of today, so there'll be no more road closure from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. in the morning. There will be traffic lights on that road for the next number of weeks, just to the works just complete.
Well, the festive season is set to get underway in Derry and Strabane this weekend. This evening at 6:30, Derry celebrations begin. Tomorrow, it's 5 o'clock in Strabane. The annual Christmas light switch on and parade will take place. There'll be some delays to traffic for the duration of both events. They're estimated to last about an hour. Additional time should be considered for journeys. Those who don't wish to attend the events might consider an alternative route. With more, here's Bernie Jemison.
The annual Christmas light switch on and parade takes place in Derry this evening and in Strabane tomorrow. The Derry parade will assemble at Bishop Street car park and is due to start at 6:30. Participants will make their way towards Victoria Market car park via the Diamond, Ferry Quay Street, Linenhall Street, Newmarket Street, Orchard Street and Foyle Street. Meanwhile, the Christmas light switch on and parade takes place in Strabane tomorrow evening at 5. The parade will be led from Dock Street, Railway Road, John Wesley Street, Main Street, Market Street and Castle Place, Castle Street, before coming out onto Abercorn Square and finishing on Railway Street for the Christmas light switch on. There'll be some delays to traffic for the duration of both parades, which are estimated to last 1 hour. Additional time should be considered for journeys, and those not wishing to attend the events may consider an alternative route.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, with great gift ideas for everyone on your list this Christmas, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
17 minutes past five. Good evening, Jordan McDade.
Good evening. We start with soccer. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says he tries to tune out the people calling for his club to be relegated over financial fair play rules. Back in February, City were hit with 115 charges, which they deny and are currently waiting for the outcome of an investigation. Last week, the Premier League deducted Everton 10 points for breaching regulations, but Guardiola insists he's not worried.
If we have something wrong, OK, we'll be punished. So, but wait, we can't defend ourselves. What the people accuse us, so we are not agree, we are not agree what they say, we are going to defend. But what I want to say, the case for Everton is completely, completely, completely different cases.
Leeds United, who lie third, can move within 5 points to the top two in the Championship this evening should they beat Rotherham United. Kickoff is at 8. Some transfer news now, as Finn Harps have announced that Max Johnson and Dara Coyle have signed senior deals ahead of the 2024 season. Both players have risen to the ranks of Harps Academy before making their senior debuts last season. In Irish League Premiership, Larne have the chance to go top of the table if they beat Glenavon at home, while Newry City host Glenavon. While in the Championship, Institute welcome Ballinamanor United. All those games have a 7:45 start. Locally, there's one game in the Finn Travel Division 3. Letterkenny Rovers Reserves host Fannett United Reserves with kick-off at 8. To Gaelic Games, Donegal champions Niamh Connell are back in action this weekend as they face Glen Waddy Grahams in the semi-final of the Ulster Senior Football Club Championship at Healy Park on Saturday, with live coverage here in Highland from the 5:30 throw-in. Ulster champions Glen will be looking to make it to back-to-back finals, while Niamh Connell will be hoping to be in the final for the first time since 2019. Martin Regan's team booked their spot in the last four with a dramatic win 2 weeks ago, thanks to a last-gasp goal from Kevin McGettigan at Kingspan Breffni. The Niamh Connell boss has been telling Oisin Kelly that his team have a chance of winning, but it's not going to be easy.
Not saying we don't have a chance. Of course we have a chance, but it's not going to be easy. The Glen, they're one of the best teams in Ireland, so they're... You know, we played 30 games in Donegal where we weren't favourites going to the games in Donegal. So to play one of the top teams in Ireland, that's going to be difficult. That's, there's no talk about that there. And look, you don't know. In football and sports, you never know if you can get a performance. And that's all we're trying to do, is get our best performance and see where it takes us. And that's what we would have talked about the last couple of years. We would have loved to go to crack at Glen last year just to see where we are. Yeah. And that's exactly where we are now. And that's not, I suppose it is talking in our chances, but it's, we're not going to take in, we're going to put our best foot forward. We've done everything we can for the last 2 weeks, and we're aiming to achieve our best ever performance this weekend. And if we can reach that, look, you don't know. But Glen are Glen. They're what a game. They're, you know, they're the top team in Ireland, and they have aspirations to win all Ireland. There's no doubt about that. So look, we've done as best we can, done as much as we can for the last 2 weeks. We'll have no regrets if we come up short, and that we've given it all we can.
Can you see the boys in training biting at it to get at them?
Oh, big time, yeah. And that's been the way, not just the last 2 weeks, that's been the way all year. Even coming into this quarterfinal, semi-final, they're a really competitive group, and the training has gone really, really well, so it has. And this last 2 weeks, they're really looking forward to the challenge, and they're relishing the challenge just to pit themselves against the best team in Ireland and see where we are against them.
Elsewhere, there's one game in the Donegal Under-21 Hurling Championship as Bird travel to Buncrana with throw-in at 7:30. Meanwhile, Ulster GAA said they're confident a redeveloped Casement Park will be ready to host matches at the Euro 2028. The Provincial Council today confirmed that contractors Heron Brothers Limited will not proceed to deliver the main works contracted for the Belfast venue. Ulster GAA said that they are working with the Department for Communities in an effort to progress the procurement of a new contractor. Casement Park, which previously was Antrim's home ground, hasn't been used since 2013. Finally, in golf, Conor Purcell and Tom McKibben are both through to the weekend at the Australian PGA Championship. Purcell's 4-under with McKibben back on level par. Home favourite Minwoo Lee holds a one-shot lead over Adam Scott on 12-under par. Mark Power missed out the cut on 2-over after a second round of 75. That's your sport.
Thank you very much indeed, Jordan. Patrick Keelty says he's hoping to have a bit of crack on the Late Late Toy Show tonight. He'll be joined by 170 children for a night which he says will be filled with singing, dancing and a sprinkle of magic. As Aoife Kearns now reports, the theme is based on a much-loved Christmas film.
Time for the announcement. Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming in town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here?
Just in case you haven't guessed it already, the movie Elf is the theme of this year's Late Late Toy Show. It's the first iteration of the Patrick Keelty Toy Show, but he says no matter who's in the hot seat, there are two things which will always remain the same.
Amazing kids and brilliant toys, and putting those together and trying to have as much fun as you can. Trying not to plan anything out too much, because it'll probably maybe go a different direction. Let's keep it loose and have a bit of crack.
170 kids are performing and presenting tonight, including musicians Paddy and James from Meath.
We auditioned kind of sing and play by ourselves, but then that didn't work out. So we found out we were going to be in a band.
We just couldn't believe it, and then
we had to ask for proof.
And Darcy, who will be part of the Elf opening number.
I go to school in Carlow and I'm in seniors.
And what has been your favourite part so far?
The singing.
The Late Late Toy Show airs at 9:35 tonight on RTE1 and the RTE Player.
Agus Anish, Anuacht, Olive, Ech, Colum, Ferreter.
Shaver Mahas a column further in Shal in the Priv Skelty. Dogger Udras Nigeltic to Garlista Don Comortus Nashinta, the Hogri Pubble Bonnie, Gradam Nigeltic to and Charton Shoy Hart, Tarangian Nigradam Arge and Fobble, Ober Agriocti Farber Hub Hubble, a tá lonithe sa gghealtacht le ahananta sa thuirt na tógraí fiúntathe agus simla atá na másc. Tá categóir ag sula sa chomórtas a bhainean le farbert, phobal agus teanga sa gghealtacht. Ina másc an intriachta thóisiúilte tar a suireacht, timpeallacht, seirbhísí sóisiúilte, phobal agus an óige. Bronhart a trophy agus dúis do chuid 3,000 go leith euro ar an buachtúir agus 1,000 go leith ar an grúpa sa dárna áite na an chatagóir ag ócáid bhronta ag dearan na mísa. Sa ránog tógra tarasarachta na gealtachta anam níu chórchaman alin ar an mhór agus onad cos láha. Sa ránog tógra glúin zed na gealtachta don óige tá chór chumann farbathe gídóir sin an scolcheol tradisinta na cranóige ar an ghearlasta. Tá ainm na háin buinte a maith ag ceil olta bí a fáláin a chur ar fáil de cheilí faoi bhí bhántáiste, agus farbairt na rásan sin Onad Temple Cróine atá lonithe ar a chláchan lia, agus tá chór chumann na dalan bag ainm níthe ar sa ránach tógra díospora na gealtachta. Sa ránach tógra seirbhísí sóisiúilte na gealtachta, ainm níu an cáiste farbairthe ghór atá lonithe ag Onad Níomh Pádraig. Agus tá an post lór fiction na bliana buinte ag an cnuas a gar scéalta imram agus scéalta eile le ráisin í bhil, agus tá lór sin fáisithe ag éhlóid, agus an áirt seofar lór úr faoin tír na talún George Hill in Gídóir, tá lór scrífa ag cahall ó Pórtair, agus seofar é ag ócáid an ástan na cuairte ag leathanaí is seart. Sin mo chuid se i léir, slán agus bannacht.
Go raibh maith agat, Colm, agus anois an aimsir. A very cold but generally dry night in store tonight. Mostly clear skies will allow temperatures fall quickly. Widespread frost is expected. A northerly breeze will fall light. That will allow mist and fog patches form. Lowest overnight temperatures -1 to 2 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow a cold start but it will stay mainly dry. Some early sunny spells but cloud will push in from the west during the afternoon. Some patchy drizzle with highest temperatures tomorrow 5 to 8 degrees Celsius. Light winds will become more moderate southeasterly later. And we've had confirmation from Donegal County Council that all the roads on the council's winter maintenance programme will be gritted tonight and again tomorrow morning. Looking now at the headlines before we go, the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly today held meetings with GPs, consultants and management at Letterkenny University Hospital after receiving letters last month from GPs and consultants outlining concerns for the welfare and safety of their patients in the ED and elsewhere. He told Highland Radio News he was there to listen to the concerns of doctors and clinicians, but said he also wanted to challenge what he termed the relentless negativity surrounding healthcare discussions in Donegal. GPs told us they had an honest and frank conversation about the challenges facing the hospital. The minister also turned the first sod at the site of the new Letterkenny Community Hospital on Kilmacrennan Road. And a record 13,179 people registered as homeless in the state, 159 of them in the northwest, 130 adults and 29 children. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock this evening. In the meantime, of course, you can check on all the day's news on our website, highlandradio.com. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday, the 24th of November. The death has taken place of Bernard Barney Coyle, Bunnan Inver Gwydor. His remains are reposing at his home with Rosary nightly at 8 p.m. House private pleas from after the Rosary until 11 a.m. Funeral on Sunday in Chocpubble Columkill Macfulla at 1 o'clock with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family Fars Only, please, donations in lieu to UNICEF Ireland, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Eugene Ruddy, 8 Milbrae Meadows, Carndonna. His remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there on Sunday at 10:30 for mass in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonna at 11 o'clock. Followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. to 12 noon. Family flowers only, please. The mass can be viewed on churchmedia.ie. The death has taken place of Teresa Doherty, Coolmore Manor, Derry, formerly of Cheerhorn, Clonmany, remains reposing at Comiskey's funeral premises. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:45, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for funeral mass at 10 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Breda Jacob, née Buckley, Ashling Glebe, Letterkenny, formerly of Castle Lyons, County Cork. Breda's remains are reposing at her late residence until 11 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Funeral from there on Sunday morning to the Church of the Irish Martyrs for Requiem Mass at 9:30, followed by cremation at 2 o'clock in Lakelands Crematorium, County Cavan. The funeral mass can be viewed on the Church of the Irish Martyrs YouTube channel. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the intensive care unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Charlie McLafferty, funeral director. The death has taken place of Rodney Rolson, Court, Milford, formerly of Rosemount Kilmacrennan. Remains reposing at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral service tomorrow at 2 in St Paul's Church, Remelton. Cremation on Sunday at 3 o'clock in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Patrick Sweeney, funeral director. And the death has taken place of Mary McGee, née Gately, 35, Cloughenmore, Letterkenny, formerly of Bay Harbour Islands, Florida, and Kiltevan, Roscommon. Wake taking place at her home in Cloughenmore until 9 o'clock this evening. House private, please, to family at all other times. The funeral mass will take place in St Finian's Church, Falkara, tomorrow afternoon at 12:30, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Medical 2, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Marley Funeral Directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.